More affidavits for Frank Motion. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 7th of April, 1914, page 1, column 4, reported that a large number of new documents will form part of an extraordinary petition. Lawyers for Leo Frank have come into possession of a large number of new affidavits, which are likely to be made public within a short while. These new documents are said to be between 20 and 40 in number. Many of them are reported to be from witnesses in the Frank trial who testified for the prosecution. Some of them, it is said, repudiate testimony on the stand, while others charge unfair methods of the prosecution and detective department. Although it was generally admitted that the new affidavits are in existence, members of Frank's counsel refused to discuss them with reporters Monday afternoon. The new affidavits, it is stated, will be submitted to solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey at an early date as supplementary evidence to be contained in the retrial plea before Judge Ben Hill. Detective Burns spent most of his time Monday in conference with his associates, Guy Bittinger and Dan Lahan. The final report, which he is expected to make between now and Friday, is in the process of formation. Although he said that he had not decided definitely, it is probable that the noted detective will seek an interview with Jim Conley sometime today. This will be arranged between Burns and the Negro's counsel, William M. Smith. Burns will also see Hugh Dorsey within the next day or so. He says that he is waiting for the solicitor to finish the press of court business so that he will have sufficient leisure to confer with the detective.